Hey there, Murphy.
Hi there, too.
So, I brought you this Christmas beer.
Ooh.
I know it's a bit early in the day for drinking, but we're gonna need this for a story later on. You can't open it yet, but we'll get to it in a second. The reason is that it's J-Day yesterday, and that's the day in the year where Danish people drink the most beers. And I'll try to explain to you why in just a second.
I'll get to open it.
You will, I promise.
We also have some other stories today. A member of parliament from Denmark's Enhedslisten wants Denmark to apologize for the use of slaves in its former colonies in the Virgin Islands.
I heard that. That's quite a story.
It is quite a story, and there's a lot to talk about there. Very interesting stuff.
So that and a lot more here on the Danish News Podcast on the 26th of October. You can tell your friends about it and go find it on iTunes. My name is Tue.
I'm Fergus, and we'll be back in about 30 seconds with some more.
The Danish News Podcast has been sponsored by Carlsberg.
Well done, son, well done. Don't phone me, I'll phone you, Jackie.
Carlsberg don't do pub teams. But if they did, they'd probably be the best pub team in the world.
Carlsberg wants to give their best service to their employees here in Denmark. Mask has also contributed financially to the Danish News Podcast.
Pick a point on the globe. Any point. And Maersk won't be far away.
And we're back. And as I promised, it's time to talk about J-Day.
It's time to open the beers.
You can open the beers. Cheers. Eller skål.
Skål.
Let's test it.
Oh, it's an ale.
Yeah, it is a bit strong.
Mm.
And to get you just in the right mood, I have this for you as well, Fergus.
Ooh, it's Jingle Bells.
Kinda. It's actually a commercial for the Christmas beers, and it's run for ages. So every time a Danish person listens to this tune, their eyes will light up with small Christmas beer. They know it's about that time where you release the beer.
And their thirst is awakened.
Completely. And so what happens is this one day of the year where it's released, and people just really celebrate it, and they drink enormous amounts of beers. And it always ends bad for some people.
It ends bad. And why is it called J-Day? It's not Jay-Z.
No, it's actually because in Christmas beer in Danish is julebryg.
Julebryg.
And that word starts with a J, so, and then you shorten it up.
Yes.
So it's J-Day.
Glædelig jul.
Jol-day, you actually say.
Jol.
Jol-day, okay. Yeah.
So J-Day is a translation.
Yeps.
Okay.
And the, like this year, yesterday, like every year, it went bananas. I have a police report from yesterday.
Oh, I do like police reports. The cold reality of life.
And we'll start off with the cold reality in Aarhus, the second largest city in Denmark, where a 20-year-old man was headbutted so that his eyebrow broke and, you know, a lot of blood, obviously.
I'm not sure how you break an eyebrow, but some damage to the head.
Exactly. And then a 55-year-old man, it's not just the young people that gets crazy, he broke a window and just went straight for shoplifting in the middle of the street. And then what happened was another guy came by, decided to do what you're not supposed to do a civil arrest, and then hold him back until the police came.
Wow, is this Aarhus is action-packed.
And then going to a small place in Fyn, a young girl, just the age of 15, ended up in a bar, started spitting at people.
And she was out drinking.
Yeah.
At 15,
exactly.
Okay.
Spitting at people. And then at some point, people got tired of this, called the police.
As you do.
Yeah, and they say, okay, time to go home, lady. And she just, like, she started spitting at them because she just didn't want to leave the bar. She wanted more Christmas beers.
It's a Christmas spirit, right?
I guess. The story about it also, why so many people kind of, I think, celebrate Christmas beer day is because Tuborg has been very good at, in high schools and colleges, just promoting this beer and that J-Day kind of ceremony. So people almost got it in with the breast milk, like the idea of the release of the Christmas beer.
It's part of the culture rather than a private enterprise.
Exactly.
Well, skål again.
Yeah, skål.
And moving on?
We have the fast and rapidly expanding story of the NSA with a Danish angle in this case. As you know, whistleblower Edward Snowden has been making headlines across the world, and
That story has just been massive, hasn't it?
And, you know, recently Apple and Google and, you know, companies that are sworn enemies all united in their claim to the US government. But the interesting thing here in Denmark is that while there has been press and discussion and coverage of the international thing, there's been some confusion, I would say, about the local reaction. And Helle Thorning-Schmidt there recently, she went on and she claimed she's very confident that the US intelligence service isn't, quote unquote, illegally surveilling Danish citizens.
Helle Thorning-Schmidt, of course, being our prime minister, and we have a bit of a soundbite with her. Let's listen in.
Vi har allerede en dialog mellem EU og USA. Der er også mange af stats- og regeringscheferne, som allerede har nævnt det over for amerikanerne. Det har jeg selv gjort, så amerikanerne er ikke i tvivl om, hvad jeg mener, hvad Danmark mener, og det er der heller ikke nogen i EU, der er.
So what she's saying is that we already have a dialogue, and many leaders in the EU and her herself has already let the Americans know that we don't want them to illegally spy on us or wiretap us. So she's kind of saying that we've already let them know, and then naturally they won't be doing this kind of thing.
Of course they won't be doing that, Helle.
Because that's how espionage works. You tell people about
it. Exactly. I mean, you know, you let them know you don't approve, and they won't do it. A little bit naive, one could say, maybe.
Yeah, you can. But also, I guess there's this tight alliance between Denmark and America that has formed in the last couple of years is a bit of the explanation as well. We don't want to yell at our allies.
Yeah, and you've been also going back to the Iraq War and a very loyal supporter of the US in many ways. It'll be interesting to see how the whole thing evolves over the next days.
We'll definitely follow it here on the Danish News Podcast, so you can stay tuned as that story develops. I don't know if you have plans for the weekend, but I have an offer for you, Fergus.
I actually have free this weekend.
You are?
Yeah.
I think you're gonna like this, but it's after a few commercials.
The Danish News Podcast has been sponsored by Carlsberg.
Well done, son, well done. Don't phone me, I'll phone you, Jackie.
Carlsberg don't do pub teams. But if they did, they'd probably be the best pub team in the world.
Carlsberg wants to give their best service to their employees here in Denmark. Mask has also contributed financially to the Danish News Podcast.
Pick a point on the globe. Any point. And Maersk won't be far away.
As promised, Fergus, I have an offer for you this weekend. And it's going to the cinema to see a great documentary.
Ah, it's the CPH Docs Festival,
exactly,
right?
The Copenhagen Docs Festival is coming this weekend. And that festival has just grown and grown and grown. Have you noticed?
It's incredible. I've been following it for the last 10 years. And I mean, there are over 50,000 visitors. It's spread across 10 days. Hundreds upon hundreds of movies. Third biggest documentary festival in the world
in
at the moment.
World.
A real jewel in Copenhagen's festival crown, I would say.
Absolutely. And I know you've looked into the schedule and found a few recommendations for us.
I love looking through these programs, and I always mark way more movies than I ever get to, but that's part of the fun. One of the ones that, while we were talking about international surveillance, espionage, and are they listening or not, is the movie We Steal Secrets, which is the story of WikiLeaks and of Julian Assange. Another very big, very topical one. And
fascinating story about that man.
Absolutely, and I think the opportunity of a longer analysis of the man himself and the whole situation is really worth seeing. So I can recommend We Steal Secrets. The other one is, on a lighter note, the mm-hmm. story of the Stone Roses, Made of Stone, a film by Shane Meadows. And it describes the story of the Stone Roses reunion tour. For those of you who don't know, Stone Roses will forever be associated with Manchester and Madchester, the second summer of love, as it was known back then, when guitars and dance music combined to make an unholy noise. And that film is definitely worth seeing. I haven't seen it myself, and it's on my list for must-dos, so can highly recommend that coming up.
And of course, we won't cheat the listeners of a small soundbite from one of the tunes from...
Fool's Gold, I hope. Time for the baggy trousers.
Great tune, isn't it, Fergus?
Oh, what a tune, what a tune. And remember, you can check us on the Facebook page, which is, of course, facebook.com Danish News Podcast. And I've put together a little list for your enjoyment of some of our recommendations across the 10 days of CPH Docs.
Great. And speaking of Facebook, we take questions on our Facebook page.
Yes, we do.
And the last one came from Antonio, and we're going to try and call Antonio now.
I love ringing people on the radio.
And so see if we can answer his question.
Please answer.
Antonio?
Hi, Antonio, and welcome to the Danish News Podcast.
Oh, hi.
Hi there. I believe you work at Novo Nordisk.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I've been working at Novo Nordisk 3 years now here in Denmark.
And where are you originally from?
Well, I'm from Athens in Greece.
The seat of democracy. Now I'm a bit clearer about your question. You were asking us about your right to vote at the local elections. Is that right?
Yeah. Because I have heard two different things, that I'm eligible to vote and that I'm not eligible to vote.
Well, I have a Danish expert right here in the studio with me, ready to answer your questions. Tu, can you enlighten us?
I can, and it's good news, I guess, or bad news. You'll have to contribute to our democracy, being that you're an EU citizen. You have the right to vote for the local election.
Ah, that sounds good.
You won't be able to vote for the one in Parliament, though, but the local one coming just around the corner, you will be able to vote for that. Being if you're not an EU citizen, you would have had to stay here for 3 years, and then you will be able to vote as well. And do you know who you're going to vote for?
Well, I'm not sure. I guess I have to know a little bit more about the parties running up here in Copenhagen, but I have a party from Greece that I usually vote for, the Liberal Party. I guess, I don't know if they have the same stances here.
You'll be looking for something similar, probably.
Yeah.
And do you know how you're going to find out exactly who you're going to vote for?
Well, I think Google might be a help, and of course I listen to your podcast as well.
We will definitely try to keep you updated in the next couple of days and maybe get you an idea of who to vote for, depend on what kind of sympathies you have. Antonio, thank you.
Thanks, Antonio.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
And then moving on to something completely different, but a story that I really wanted to talk to you, Fergus, about. Other countries in Europe have already had this discussion years ago, but it's just occurred in Denmark now that Denmark maybe should apologize for the slavery that we used to have in the former colonies.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. And I mean, it's a little bit funny the way it's come up. The Virgin Islands want an apology and they want some remuneration, and which of course is, they're going to, I would like to see all that money back. Highly unlikely to happen, but I think the story does raise some quite Danish issues, and which is that, and also maybe an insight into Denmark from, which is that not a lot of people, when I spoke to them over the last week, actually realized or considered Denmark a former colonist.
Exactly. I think people outside of Denmark didn't really know that we had slaves, and people in Denmark, a lot of people didn't realize either, and it wasn't just a few. Here are some of the numbers. Denmark transported about 120,000 slaves from Ghana to the Caribbeans in the years 1672 until 1803. And the slavery didn't stop until 1848. So quite a massive amount of slavery going on in those years.
And those are they're the high point years. I mean, that off the coast there, Ghana is what was known as the Gold Coast.
Exactly.
And you had the Belgians and the Dutch and the English, and everyone was running slaves out of there across the oceans.
And it's the far left party in Denmark, Enhedslisten. that has brought this
list.
Up. Exactly. Yeah. They want to give the Virgin Islands or the people there, the ancestors of the slaves, an apology. They're the only one. They are the only party so far that's interested in doing this apology. And I don't know, Fergus. I'm just wondering, will an apology help?
I think an apology does no harm.
That's true.
I think, though, that what's important here is to realize that, of course, you know, to put it politely, slavery is not a pleasant thing, you know. The physical, mental and economic imprisonment of a person does have consequences, long-term consequences. And coming from little old Ireland, as I do, a colonial past is something to be dealt with. And I think, in some ways, I get the impression occasionally in Denmark that while, of course, the historical facts are there and available, there's sort of a cultural, a vague, maybe not denial is too strong a word, but I feel that maybe it's not time to apologise, but it's time to recognise.
I think you're quite right. I think we've turned the other cheek a bit to this kind of, to this bit of Danish history.
Yeah, and there's some rewriting and reconsidering to be done. And at that point, maybe.
But it doesn't sound like that apology is coming just now. As I said, Enhedslisten, only 8% of parliament is what they represent. And they're alone with this demand right now, so.
And I think they might remain alone with such a political hot potato for a long time.
It seems like it. But we'll try and follow that story, of course, as it develops in the next couple of days. Now, I don't know, do you know Allan Simonsen?
Excuse me?
Allan Simonsen?
No. Who is Allan Simonsen?
Are you joking?
I am not joking.
Okay. He was, I don't know how to put this, the closest thing we've been to Messi in Denmark, I think. An amazing footballer.
An amazing footballer.
Back in the 70s, 80s, he even won European Footballer of the Year back then.
Right. 70s, 80s. That was a different era of football, right?
It was almost, it's like 30 years ago. But the reason I'm bringing him up is because now, 30 years after, he's the most loved and talked about person in Denmark. Again, he's done an amazing comeback. And I'll try and tell you about this comeback in just a bit.
The Danish News Podcast has been sponsored by Carlsberg.
Well done, son, well done. Don't phone me, I'll phone you, Jackie.
Carlsberg don't do pub teams. But if they did, they'd probably be the best pub team in the world.
Carlsberg wants to give their best service to their employees here in Denmark. Mask has also contributed financially to the Danish News Podcast.
Pick a point on the globe. Any point. And Maersk won't be far away.
As I mentioned, Allan Simonsen, talk of the town in these days because of the TV show Dancing with the Stars. They have this in UK as well. You know the theme. Famous people are invited to come and dance, and then the viewers and the judges vote them out, or they vote them to stay on for the next Friday.
One of those.
Exactly.
X Factor type. Except with dancing.
Yeps. And it's been going for years, and the numbers, the viewers have been dropping. You know, we thought it was fun the first couple of times, but I think they're in season 7 or 8 or something like that. So people weren't really paying attention anymore until Allan Simonsen stepped up and started dancing.
So it wasn't because they'd run dry of celebrities that they reached for him. It was an inspired choice, you're
saying? I think so. Or maybe he just... I don't think they realized how big a hit he was going to be.
That's funny.
And I have a clip from when he's dancing.
But we can't see him in this too.
I'll tell you, trust me. You might not be interested at looking at this. It will hurt your eyes. Because what happens is this old guy who could be your drunk uncle at a wedding steps up to the dance floor and he's just horrific. Like horrible, horrible.
No rhythm.
No rhythm.
No style.
Exactly, no style. Just really, really struggling. But Danish people love an underdog. So the viewers, they vote for him Friday after Friday after Friday. Even though the judges give him the worst grades, the viewers keep him in this show. And he's been going on Friday after Friday, and I think there are only 3 shows from the final now, and he's still dancing.
So the viewers are directing the show.
Yes, exactly.
As far as he's concerned.
And they might be directing it into a direction that the people making the show doesn't want it to go. Yeah, it's very much like the old H.C. Andersen fairy tale, The Ugly Duckling. Like, we really in Denmark love this story about this guy who, he almost looks pathetic, but then, you know, we root for him.
Under it all, he's just the same as everyone else.
Exactly, and I guess, you know, we're not the only one. It's almost David and Goliath kind of thing.
That is incredible that it comes through on such a on a dancing show on TV.
We'll see if he wins it all. That's it for today, Fergus.
Thank you too.
Thank you.
We'll see you next tomorrow.
Exactly.
And don't forget our Facebook at facebook.com Danish News Podcast.
Give us questions or comments, ideas for things to put on the show,
and check our lists and recommendations from this show.
We look forward to hear from you, and we'll see you tomorrow.